Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
I shouldn't make fun of you. I'm sorry.
I mean, I guess that's what I said to do.
Yes, yes, you did. And I took you at your word. So, yeah.
Ow, that was my knee. Don't say it. I know it's coming. might not even do a show that day.
Old man.
Courtney is going to start her crap.
It's coming.
My mother will want to call at midnight.
Yes.
I hate my fucking birthday.
Why? It's not that big a deal.
It's garbage. It's awful.
You know, I look forward to one part of my birthday every year, and that is your mother singing to me. I don't know why I love it so much, but as soon as I get the call and I say hello, she starts singing, and I'm like, yay.
I mean, I just don't like the midnight crap these days. And,
yeah.
And,
Well, I guess my your mom loves me more because she doesn't call me at midnight.
Oh, God. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another week, another day of the Daily Cup of Genre, the show on the Genreverse Podcast Network where we get to talk about everything in geek and pop culture, entertainment news, boring stuff like business. You'll love business anyways. Sponsored by the good folks over at Grow Generation. Check them out. It's where the pros go to grow. And I'm just double looking at my camera, make sure I didn't get any, mirror effect thing. I changed some of the angles and crap on accident, went a bit too far focusing. Anyways,
okay.
There's our sponsorship. The Genreverse Podcast Network, available wherever you get your podcasts from. And then check out the YouTube channel as well. Please do go ahead and subscribe there. Help us get that subscriber count up. The views are rolling in, which is great. We love that as well. So yeah, please watch them too. Thumbs up, down, leave some comments. Tell us what we're doing good, what we're doing bad, what else you might like to see from the network. And then follow us on your favorite app. And yeah, I'm going to fix that camera, Christine. You tell them like something about your Twitter or something.
Something about my Twitter? You can find me at Adorable Doom. Yeah.
Okay. That should be good. Sorry, guys. That was just bugging the crap out of me. So yeah, that's all the housekeeping. I'm at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. And yeah, we did 5 days. Well, some of us did 5 days last week. You weren't feeling good.
I know.
It's okay.
Still dealing with that, but it's fine. It's whatever. Stupid weather.
Yeah. And then, but we're going to try to do it again and again and again and make this once again the true Daily Cup of Genre. And yeah, guys, everyone that does listen on audio, thank you. Everyone that has been watching on video since this was on YouTube, since this was LR Mornings almost 2 years ago now. Jeez.
Yeah.
Thank you for that as well. And then, yeah, guys, let's talk business because it's Monday.
And numbers.
I'm going to be fast. I actually want to start looking at doing a short Monday morning piece on the box office. Not that we wouldn't still talk about it here. Let me just make sure it's nothing important. No, okay. Not that I won't do it here as well, but for those that like to maybe consume them, the numbers with the numbers right in front of them if they're unable to watch us on YouTube. So Spider-Man had another great weekend. It bumped back up to number one.
Yep.
Scream went down to number two, had a 59% drop. That, believe it or not, is better than a lot of blockbusters in 2021 were getting in that 65-ish plus range. So good job for Scream. Spidey had a good week overall too, breaking that 720. I thought it would be a lot harder to reach that.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that, guys. Maybe 750 is a possibility. Two weeks ago, the slowdown didn't look like it, but bravo. I'm happy.
This close.
It's good, not necessarily just for the Spider-Man franchise, Sony and Marvel, but honestly, it's really, really good for the theaters themselves.
Yes.
This money does, you know, go not just bring in the ticket revenue, but all of the concessions revenue as well. So Sing 2, 5 million, it stayed at number 3. It's been out for 5 weeks, considering that's pretty freaking good. Families going out to see these movies. And yeah, a couple of new ones not really making any waves. Redeeming Love from Universal brought in 1.7. Did I read that right? Yeah, oh no, excuse me, 3.7, but also in way less theaters. And the king's daughter from Gravitas seems like probably a niche thing. So, but actually it's in more theaters than the other one. look at me. Anyways, let's hope. And there's been a bunch of movie dates.
You had something in your mouth.
Beard on my tongue. And anyways, we'll see what there's already been some movies that have had to move, including the Mission Impossible movies got pushed back. And then Universal or Paramount's done some other stuff as well. I hope people go and see other movies too. Like,
yeah,
we can't just have one, you know, 500 million domestic plus the Spider-Man being at 720. We can't just have one of those a year and watch theaters exist the way that we know and most of us love. So support movies.
Yeah.
You know, that's basically all I got to say on that one. So I mentioned some movie dates being shifted around and changed. I got something from Coming Soon, and I'm just trying to make sure I'm marking my timestamps. Ladies and gentlemen, give me a second. Coming
easy.
Soon reported off of a couple pieces from Collider. One of them I couldn't find. Maybe I was just kind of blind, but then the other one I did find. So Superhero Hype sourced Collider in their article, and yeah, we'll chit-chat about it. Cool. Two things, movies moving dates, couple being pushed back. I mentioned the Mission Impossible. You'll now get one in 23 and one in 24 instead of 22 and 23, I think it was. And then we've got a new, besides the Transformers Rise of the Beast, there's now an animated film that's been announced for 2024. They mentioned that there was a prequel movie supposed to be coming from Josh Cooley. They don't know if this is that or not, but that's what they're reporting on. They also talked about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated film from producer Seth Rogen actually got bumped up a week, moving from August 11th to the 4th. A Quiet Place spinoff went from March 31st, 2023, and down to back to September 2023, September 2022. It's weird. Everyone's kind of like wondering why some of these movies are changing, and you know, Omicron or whatnot. I think it is that, but. And labor issues, but it's on production side. You know what I'm saying? It's like getting things filmed.
Yeah.
Getting things edited, getting sound and ADR done. Like, I think that's what's pushing these things back more than anything.
Considering how much there is to do in order to make a movie, it's like, could be one or multiple things. So it's like, I don't know. There's some things where it's like you'll hear like, oh, it's, this movie will come out fall of this year, and I'm just like, will it though? I don't. I'll just say that it's supposed to come out, because I mean, there's less guarantees these days.
Yeah. Because a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's because no one's going to the movies, which is true. But mm-hmm. a lot of these things are being pushed back so dramatically, and some of them not as dramatically, just a couple weeks, to where it's production issues, and whether that's Mission Impossible, which I've mentioned, like he wants to go to space and stuff like that, Cruise. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they're having issues getting him able to do that because of, you know, it all or you guys know the word I'm trying to say. Take a look at the bigger picture of it all, and then you look at something like, you see the Quiet Space just moving a few weeks. You can look at posturing for movie dates, but then you see what like Marvel did with its 2022 slate. Going into 23, where it pushed everything up a bit. Actually, a couple of shows that were meant to come out in 22 aren't going to come out in 2022, according to Marvel Japan. Anyways, those shorter ones just reek of production issues, not posturing for better dates. Anyways, we'll see what happens. The interesting kind of bit that I got out of this, and I'll go to the actual Collider article now, is the animated Transformers movie. Now, you know, I love me some robots in disguise.
Yes, you do.
You guys can't see it on camera, but up I have another shelf above what you can see here, and I've she got me from Revenge of the Fallen with the Jetfire, I think was his name, rocket pack and wings and stuff. It's really badass. It's like one of the master level, like 40 fucking moves to transform himself.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
Yeah, stays in Optimus Prime fighting mode. But so I love the Transformers. I love the G1 cartoons. Several of the comics were good. Gotta admit, the first movie, I know you hate Shia LaBeouf, but the first movie is way bit better than it should have been.
True.
And is actually serviceable. Like, you can watch it without being in pain.
Exactly. There's just parts that are irritating. Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Mostly because of how shocked I was at it being just not the best edited film, as far as like pacing and story and stuff, but, definitely Bay's eye for action is highly visible here. Just like, you guys got the feel of Transformers. Robots bringing their shit to our door.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, I'm not a Transformers fan at all. Like, I don't like the cartoons. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, when you put them on now, I'm really bored. It's just not my thing.
Yeah. Liked the Netflix ones. You gave those a shot. Those are way more mature, not like, you know, rated M mature, but they're meant for me. They're meant for the adult Transformers fan that was a fan of G1, Generation 1. I loved the Netflix show. I can't wait for more. The video games, War and Fall of War of for Cybertron and Fall of Cybertron, I think it is, or something like that. Those are both great games. And then the other movies are hit and miss, like second, not as great, third, better than the second. The Last Night was awful, but you have the one with the dinosaurs in the first one, which is serviceable. And then Bumblebee, which is, why couldn't you guys have done that first? But what about an animated film if it followed more like the Netflix stuff? Like,
would I want to watch it?
Not want okay. to. Would you be willing to see a more cinematic take with that tone?
I'll give it a try. But yeah, it's like whenever you're playing one of the video games or you're watching the animated show, it's like, I just want to walk away. It's just not for me. It's not that it's terrible. It's just not my style.
Yeah.
So
I guess that bugs the crap out of me because it's just like, and this is the one that I mentioned earlier before I close out of this, that it's on track for July of 2024. But you're the same way with Mecha. You don't care for Mecha anime, like
as much as and that's the thing. It's like I love robots, but
I know my living room and foyer stairwell, whatever, is covered in awesome. Not complaining, but covered in robots, very retro robots, clever robots like the TARDIS robot. And
I love that one. Yeah, you got that for me at a convention.
Ask her to watch. Gridman, she could be, and Akane annoyed you. I know that. But even Dinah Xenon, she's like, yeah, fights, whatever. Get back to the girl trying to find out about her sister and whether or not she.
Well, I mean,
suicide.
It was I was curious about that. But the thing is, it's like some of the fights, like when it's like they're starting, it can be kind of corny for some of it.
It's meant to be. It's harking back to something
golden.
It's
hard for me to watch. And then, of course, sometimes it is the people that irritate the crap out of me, where it's just like, if you were just gone, maybe this would be great.
Gundam Wing, you were like that with, God, what's her name?
That annoying, cringy lady. What is it?
Peacecraft. I can't remember her first name, something Lena.
I hated
Peace
her
crap. You and I tried. I gave her the show with five handsome young men to pilot Gundams and bloody combat, and much like she does in the show, Peacecraft fucking ruins the the experience. Yeah. Relina, there it is. Relina Peacecraft. There you go.
Something like that.
Yeah,
sure.
She's all awful, but
yes.
great series. What else have I tried? We haven't tried NGE. That's just a mind fuck. But there is a kind of cheat to Evangelion, because apparently everyone calls it just Ava and NGE's only on like the internet, but. When I grew up, the only people I knew talking about it were on the internet. So, and I was in an army brat, and I was in the army, so acronyms and acrostics are like my thing. So, anyways, the movies, the 1.0 to 4, 3.0 plus 1.0, actually managed to retell the series, some of the other stuff that we've seen in between, and then give it an actual ending. So, maybe that's the key. Maybe showing you Ava.
Okay, then.
I don't know.
I'll try it.
I don't know. It's iffy. It's dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. You know what you should do? You should check out the Anime Versal Reviews podcast, where she does get to talk about anime she is watching. Then maybe Brian and I can debate and figure out if that's what needs to happen.
Okay,
Christine, watch Ava and how to watch it. I didn't mean to bring up that. Anyways, guys, we're going to take a word from our sponsors over at Grow Generation.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. Grow Generation is your one-stop shop for hydroponic grow supplies, product systems, and more. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
Sorry about that, guys. You could see the ad was kind of shrunk into one corner. I switched out the source videos and forgot to change the size in the studio software. Either way, check out Grow Generation link down below. The other thing that I wanted to talk about actually comes from a comment from Jonathan on our webpage. And yeah, let me bring that up for you guys. Kind of wanted to – he wanted me to write something. Like I'm going to write. No, I'm joking. he wanted me to kind of take a look at the idea of fixing bad CGI. Considering how great computers are, AI, deepfakes, CGI, like all of the above does bring up a good question. You look back at George Lucas fixing, air quotes for those not listening, fixing the original trilogy. Although most of the changes in the original special edition were fine, several of them
were not.
Han and the singing and Jedi. So anyways, a lot of changes weren't great, and then the changes in the Blu-rays were just fucking atrocious.
Yeah.
But you start thinking about, like, some of the videos that you've seen of, like, Corridor Crew redoing the trench run. You think of the fan edit for Scene 38 where they redid Obi-Wan versus Vader in A New Hope. But there's an issue. So Jonathan asks, you know, why not reissue Howard the Duck? Makes fun of George Lucas a bit. And he goes, you can polish turds into gold by releasing old movies lit down by CGI. Asks about doing an article about maybe righting some of the wrongs. Mentions the Scorpion King, which was atrocious.
It was really bad.
And then Arnie's nose implant removal comes from a movie I don't think you've seen, Total Recall.
He gets
that big red thing. You may have seen like a meme or a clip. It's Arnold. He's like being held down. He gets this big red glowing like probe thing pulled out of his nose.
If I've seen it, I've forgotten about it because
okay.
It wasn't
there you go.
Keeping in memory. It's good. I don't know.
The original Total Recall, you do need to see it. It's like, it's essential Arnold Schwarzenegger action flick viewing.
Know, I might have seen it. Let me look at it.
It's more along the line of like comedy action, not Predator, more True Lies.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Total Recall is if you took Predator Arnold and then took Kindergarten Cop Arnold and put them in a movie. So, anyways. What about that idea, Christine?
I don't think I have seen this. Have I seen
it? I don't think your dad would have shown it to you if he had seen it. And
yeah, probably not.
It probably just went by the wayside. But anyways,
yeah.
What do you? So I've got a cut before I go into what I think about it specifically. Hopefully you didn't read it on the screen. Anyways, it doesn't matter. What do you think about going in and fixing some old CGI?
I don't know. Because it's like, what are you going to do with it? Because if you George Lucas the fuck out of it, I'm going to be really annoyed. So for me, maybe it's best to leave it be. Sometimes it can be like where you're watching it. If you've already seen it, you just kind of like, you know, chuckle at it. Like that new meme that you created. Like the face that that one Misaka made where it's kind of like, it's funny.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, like just, I don't know. Probably not.
See, that's also my fear is the constant changing. But it's more of modern media than it is old media, because old media exists physically. Like everything we'll say before 2016, essentially every piece of media has a physical format. I know there's games, webtoons and things like that, but in general, we have physical media. So that means original copies exist, which can then be digitally stored and held. But that digital storage is all supposed to be personal. You're not supposed to share your personal copy, you know? I've got a crap ton of rips of my DVD collection because when I deployed, I can't take... after the first deployment, can't take hundreds and hundreds of the DVDs. It's just uneconomic. So you take your DVD collection and you legally rip them and store them digitally. What everybody else did with their hard drives in Afghanistan and Iraq and places is whatever. But modern stuff like WandaVision, Mandalorian, they already messed with those CGI, you know, removing the pants guy and stuff like that. There's no physical media for that. If I want to see the original Mandalorian season 1, season 2, WandaVision, Loki, any of the Disney Plus exclusive shit, if I want the originals as seen, I have to do something illegal to get it.
Yeah.
Maybe multiple times, downloading multiple copies to find the good one. Mm. I don't like that.
I don't either. And that's the thing. It just kind of ruins it, because it's like, we have the original Scrubs,
mm-hmm.
and watching it like on a streaming thing, they've changed the music and it changes the feeling of it, because the music in Scrubs was perfect.
Yeah,
they had set up the scene so well with it, and then changing that up, it's just like, this scene's not that great.
A rights issue, which you can understand, but like you said, we at least have that original where that writer and director and cast and crew got together and were like, this is our product. And that includes music. I mean, imagine if Marvel lost a couple of songs to Guardians. Like, they couldn't mm-hmm. hold on to permission for those. And all of a sudden on Disney Plus, you lose Redbone's Come and Get Your Love. Could Peter Quill dance to any other song? No. But that's a real threat that an entire generation could see altered things without ever getting to see the originals legally. That frightens me.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice to have the ability to, like, you know, pay for a digital download, and then it's like, you know, then you'll have it. But
those do exist.
Yeah, but not for everything.
Right, and like, a lot of people won't. They'll use things like, I think Voodoo's an example, where usually they'll have access. It's a digital code, and sure, they can download to watch offline, but it's not the same as having an MP4 file on your computer of your movie, you know, or an MVI or whatever you decide to rip to, or it's different, and you could lose access to those things in the future. It's like people that have games via subscription. When you stop the subscription, guess what? your games are gone. Often, not always, and there are different, you know, various. Oh, you can keep like the base game, but all your online assets are gone or whatever. Regardless, you're not playing the game that you may have spent a lot of money on and a lot of time on.
Yeah, it's a mess. To me, it's like, if you got the rights for it, like, bringing up Scrubs again, it's like, if you got the rights for it when you made it, it should stick with that instead of...
Yeah, you know, you would think, but the good or bad thing about, especially here in America, law, is that everyone's out to get a dollar, which means oftentimes you'll find people that know how to fight to get legitimate, you know, cases where people have had their lives altered and get appropriate judgment. But at the same time, it's lawsuit happy. So everyone in America thought treat streaming like broadcasting. If you had permission to broadcast with said soundtrack in the United States or North America, you should be able to stream it at that. Well, no, streaming's different. Everyone wants to start, challenging the way we approach our technology. And in some cases you're like, yeah, it makes sense. But then in others you're like, well, broadcasting, hold on, there's actual government tax money in broadcasting, over the air stuff, and cable satellite things as well.
Yeah.
You've got the FCC, you've got, you know, laws that have public access to television that taxpayer fund. Do we need to have a government streaming service? Does ABC, NBC, and CBS get a free stream? You know, all these things start coming into play with it. But regardless, we still want that access to the original content, physically, personal backups. And the idea of not being able to, I can't back up WandaVision.
Nope.
There's no way for me to own Wanda. Do you guys not understand this? And that this goes to like subscription gaming as well. Like there is no ownership, and even digital downloads, depending on the fine print, you could potentially lose access to those things if you don't maintain a certain internet connection, if you don't maintain a certain subscription, or after a certain amount of time that particular system dies and they don't offer that game on the next one. I hate some of the games that I've bought digitally. Not hate them as in they're bad games. I hate that I bought them digitally.
Yeah.
Because the idea of losing that and it not being supported on the next system is scary, and having that physical disc in a working system means I'm for most intents and purposes I'm good to go. Movies are the same. I'm thankful I've got the DVD copies of the original trilogy.
Yeah, but when does that die? You know,
I got those backed up.
No, what I'm saying is that the ability to do that.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the point. Yeah, yeah. You're right. That's what we're saying.
He'll walk into like Target, and then it's like the place where the DVDs used to be is mm-hmm. now taken up by something else, and it's like, oh well, it was great while it lasted, I guess.
Yep.
So
I mean, Blu-ray, and not even getting into quality.
Yeah.
Compression, audio compression, bit rates, and your actual streaming. You people don't pay. Please stop paying Netflix for 4K access. One, it's not true for 4K. Yes, having the 4K up will look better than the 1080p up on your 4K screen, but you're still getting stiffed. You're not getting true audio. You're not getting true 4K. And you're limited more on your end by your internet service provider, your bandwidth inside your house on your network. Guys, you could have 4K barely running 1080p essentially because of all of those factors. So save some money. Everyone stop paying Netflix for 4K and demand that it's just part of the regular service without upping the cost like Disney Plus does.
Test your internet.
Yeah.
Your internet speed. Make sure that you're, because we did that and we were being overcharged. We wanted a certain amount and we weren't getting it. So it's like, well, screw this. So.
Yep. And anyways, yeah, it happens. Definitely. I'm going to bring up all of our stuff to do our housekeeping, if I can remember how mouse works. The Genreverse Podcast Network is available wherever you get your podcasts from. Spotify, Google, Apple, all that great stuff. Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. We did Deadpool last week, over the weekend. Breaking Geek Radio. They do everything, a lot of movie reviews. The Cantina does Star Wars news, also reviewing Book of Boba Fett right now. Animeversal reviews, you guys know what that is. Lots of great things, and of course the Daily Cup of Genre. All of those are now up as well on the YouTube channel. Please do hit subscribe, give us some watch time, some ad revenue, help us grow the channel, get better equipment for some of the others, and all that good stuff, all at no cost for you except some of your precious time. Anyways, and then of course LRMonline.com and genreverse.com every day. All your entertainment news, needs, and opinions right there. Interviews available as well. Those are also on the LRM YouTube channel. So yeah, subscribe to all that. Christine, anything else?
No.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.